Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, you might find this to be a strange Straight Talk program today. And I would understand that if you took a look at the personalities around the table. They're all a bit strange. We have Lucas McFadden and Tyler Cup, two institutions at OTS Media. And we just decided it was time to sit down together, break bread, and talk a little bit about what's going on in this community, because there's an awful lot going on. And these two guys are very knowledgeable about it. So I always do this before I start. You know, we can't make the assumption that everybody knows who everybody is, right? So for all the newbies out there who may have found us on the radio somewhere, or on social media somewhere, or on CN2 somewhere, tell everybody a little bit of background about you, Lucas.
Okay, start with me. I was born in June, so I'm a Cancer. I like long walks on the beach.
Well, you know, here we go.
You know, action movies.
Long walks on the beach.
Like a run.
Hobbies include running.
Soft pillows.
Okay.
There's more to me than that, for sure. So, yes, I am from Fort Lawn down in Chester County.
Metro Fort Lawn.
That's it. One stoplight town.
Yeah.
Mom and dad still live there, lived on our family farm, went to Louisville High School, went to USC Lancaster, got my undergraduate degree from the College of Charleston, and worked at CN2 when I was in college. And stayed with CN2 for many years and took a four-year vacation and went down the interstate to work at WIS in Columbia. Then I came back in 2008, and I've been at CN2 ever since.
How about that? Yeah. So, Mr. Cup.
Similar story.
Yeah. So I'm Tyler Cup. No, I was born in West By God, Virginia. I moved here to the state of South Carolina when I was 11 years old, and I've lived here ever since, so nearly 30 years of my life here. In South Carolina, worked in radio, got my start when I was 17, 18 years old in Camden, and worked there on and off, mainly full-time for 15 years. And I'm coming up on 5 years being here with OTS Media, doing anything from sports, sales, promotions, and news.
How about that? Wow. Wow. All right. Honored to be in your presence. Let me say that. So let's, you know, it's interesting that today I've had two storm-related appointments. Number one, I had to drop my car off, a burned Chevrolet. It has a lot of damage from because it was out in the driveway when this thing hit. And this was my day to bring it in to have work done. And for those who are curious, I mean, it's $10,000 worth of work that's going to be done to the car. New hood, new windshield, all kinds of holes in it. Yeah. So when I was in there, I talked to the young lady, Erin, and I was intrigued. I said, I got to think that you are just covered up. She says, we are really covered up. I mean, they must have a year and a half's worth of work there. Mm. Think about all the cars that got damaged and how long it takes to fix them. So then I happened to also go to one of our good friends and a client, Gill Insurance, and I was down there. I mean, they look like they have been on a forced march for a week. They are worn out. I mean, the claims just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. So it is interesting that this storm that was not as widespread as some would think, was pretty intense, and in the narrow realm that it had, it bit a lot of people big time. Have you heard about all that?
Oh, of course. I mean, I think what stood out to me was when the guy from the National Weather Service was in town describing the debris and just the impact here is similar to what they see out in the Midwest with all of those storms. That is shocking because we see what goes on out in Midwest. Everyone remembers, you know, Wizard of Oz in Kansas, what goes on. So that was interesting. And it was also how the width of it. What did he say? Because people were upset that it wasn't deemed a tornado, but it was the
macro burst.
Yeah, he was like saying most tornadoes are like 2 miles or so, and this was like 5 miles.
Well, and my big takeaway is I remember being there for that very kind of impromptu press conference that the gentleman from the National Weather Service came down to York County and had. It was kind of short notice, but all the Charlotte media was there. We, of course, OTS Media and CN2 were there. And the thing that jumped out to me before everybody turned on their cameras, before we turned on the recorders, he said, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I don't have to be here. It's my job to oversee this region. But I came here on my own accord, on my own travel, because I had never heard or seen anything like what happened to you guys here. And I wish we would have got that on camera recorded.
Gosh.
Because he said, and to this day, after seeing the damage and surveying everything, I still haven't seen anything like this. He said, I've never seen hail and wind take siding off buildings. Huh. And even more so, to Lucas's point, you know, it was pockets of Rock Hill. It was obviously the south side, which I'm sure we'll get into at some point. But it was pockets like where you are, Manning. Yeah. I mean, where you are got hit very hard, but that's not really considered the south side. It wasn't. It was all of Rock Hill, but in a way it wasn't. It was just certain areas that got hit so hard that have points of concern. And it almost felt like it took a 2 or 3 day period before we realized just how bad it all was. I mean, if you remember, by Tuesday and Wednesday, we realized, oh my gosh, there's a major problem on the south side. People have homes destroyed and hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage all across that area.
And, of course, we found out how many of the people in that particular area did not have proper amounts of homeowners insurance or no insurance. And the effort of the community to come together to try to do something to help those that were most in need. And I don't know how that effort went. I know there was all queued in on Mother's Day trying to get preachers at the pulpit to say something about it. But we hope that we will have the same kind of response that we had after Hurricane Hugo, when everybody did everything possible to get these people back on the feet. Now, I know that the governor, you know, he's made a request to the president to declare this area, you know, a disaster area, so there'll be some funds from FEMA. But whether that's going to happen, we seem to be tied up in definitions as to what's catastrophic and what's not catastrophic.
And I can speak on that a little bit. There was a community meeting. It was very short notice, but I'm very appreciative that we were told about it. I believe it was the Thursday after the storm, and you had multiple members of York County Council, multiple members of York County Government, yeah. Chuck Haynes of Emergency Management. You had members of City Council that were there, and you also had members of the House of Representatives and Senators in Columbia, Wes Clymer, Heath Sessions, and you had two people from the State Department. And I think the two biggest things that came out of that for me, whether we want to go into conversation with it or not, number one, the State Department lady probably had the most impactful statement when she said, even if you get FEMA, which is a long shot because you have to have X number of homes damaged, yeah. X number of thousands of dollars in damage, even if you get that FEMA as a check mark, hey, you're approved, it's going to take a minimum of 2 months for that letter and that request to get to the White House and get to the federal agency where they can then shell out the money.
You see, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's just flat out wrong. And that's when you take that letter and you give it to somebody like a Lindsey Graham or a Tim Scott, and they walk it in there and say, boom, get this done, or Ralph Norman, whoever. I mean, that's what needs to be done.
And the other big thing was the communication. There were people there at the venue that was being housed, and they were concerned about the communication from the county, from the city. And I took both sides in this argument because I was there seeing both ends of it. On one side, I get it. You want as much communication as possible when something like this happens. Nobody was prepared for this. And on the county's end, Perry Sutton said it best, where he said, listen, as maybe we could have done better in communication, maybe, but we were out there taking trees off people's houses.
Oh, yeah,
and people's cars. We were trying to do what we could to limit the damage. And I think it has been progressive to see the city and the county both have conversations of, okay, now that it's happened, let's figure out better ways to get the communication out to our communities.
And let's figure out better ways we can work together to get these people back up on their feet.
Absolutely.
That's the key. That is the key. It always seems to me that if we can come up with dollars to do projects that are certainly not labeled emergency, long-term, that we can shift dollars away from a project that was going to start tomorrow, get these people back up on their feet, and then pick up those other projects later. But I don't run a city government. I don't run a county government, so we'll see. All right, enough of the storm. It's going to take a while for everybody to get back up. it's interesting that the weather, you know, the weather has really been something this year. We've had a lot of rain. I mean, Tuesday afternoon when I went home, I didn't think I was going to get there. I mean, I had to pull over because the rain was coming down so hard.
We know what it's like to live in Seattle now. It's
yeah. Overcast and dreary.
Yes.
Daily.
Or London.
And I'm thinking about, of course, here we have the World BMX World Championships here. And I heard the interview you did this morning with a young lady. I can't think of her last name.
Mary Hollis Watson.
Yeah, that's right. Matt Watson's daughter. And you asked her about the rain and how she trains for it. And I'm not sure you can really train for something like that. What are you going to do?
She said she likes racing in the rain because everyone else will bow
that.
Out.
Yeah,
so she
that.
Said it gives her an advantage, yeah. Which is true. But remember, that track was built to withstand rain.
Yeah.
So when you see it, it is not dirt. It looks like dirt. It kind of feels like dirt. It's kind of like colored like dirt. But that's not like dirt, like red dirt that we have around other parts of our area. So that track is designed to withstand water. They squeegee it off, move it off to the side, and they're good to go. They just can't do it in thunder and lightning, obviously so.
Yeah. Well, later on this afternoon and tomorrow, you got the big boys and girls that are going to be showing up in the Olympics.
They're going to be racing. Riders.
The elite riders. I guess Chris Miller's in the elite, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Please. He wants to be there so bad.
He's a legend in his own mind. So those are the best of the best who will be competing in the Olympics are the ones that are going to be out there. And I wonder what their impressions are going to be about doing this in the rain.
Well, that's interesting. Now, they get a medal, okay, and they get the UCI BMX jersey, which is sought after, much like the green jacket is for the Masters.
Or the yellow jersey and the bicycle, big bicycle race.
Yes, the Tour de France.
Tour de France. There you go.
Do you like how I said France?
Yes. France. Very nice.
Yeah, cultured.
Nice
test. Exactly
right.
Yeah.
That Fort Lawn education coming out.
From the farm to France. Yeah.
It's being around all of the international guests we have in town for the world championships, racing championships.
Yeah.
But remember, so racing gets underway today, right. 1:45, I believe. But tomorrow, Saturday, as a big thank you to York County and to the city and everyone else, if you're a York County resident, you get in for free. You just have to show proof of residency, mainly your driver's license.
That's Saturday.
That's
all day Saturday.
Tomorrow. Yep.
Good.
And I think the biggest thing for me to come out of all of the coverage that OTS Media and CN2 has done, listening to practically every interview that you had said something about that track and how it's state-of-the-art and as good as any in the world. And hearing,
it's a standard for the world.
Right. Yeah. And hearing city members say that they have spoken to people that have tracks all over the world and say, it's not even close. This is what it should be. This is what these riders want. It's what these officials want. It's what these fans want. So it's pretty awesome that we have this in our community and city. I mean, think about it. There are going to be riders this weekend competing for a chance to be in the Olympics. That's pretty awesome.
Well, and as you described it this morning, they have built a village out there for this thing. I remember Mayor Geddes saying that he traveled with some people from PRT over to Stockholm to see what they did, I guess, last year or the year before, whenever it was. And when it came to medical, he said medical was a couple of tents over here, right? We've got a damn hospital on
mobile
wheels.
A mobile
hospital. They can put you back together, you know, put your brain back in one piece. And, I mean, they can do anything. They can do surgery.
And you were inside one of those things.
Oh, I was
about how big is it?
It is. Here we are inside of Substation 2.
Uh-huh.
It is about half the width of Substation 2 and is long.
Wow.
And there are probably 12 or 15 chairs along the two sides. They can hook you up to all kinds of gear to figure out what's wrong. And then at the other end, surgery tables.
Yeah.
They can do the x-rays out there. That was one of the things that they found from 2017 when it was here. Piedmont Medical Center was shuffling people all the time from the track to the hospital to get x-rays. Because, you know, you fall on that track and you're competing, good chance you're going to break something. So now they can do the x-rays right here and they can set it. You know, put the bone back in place and put them back on a bike, go at it again.
And ultrasounds for they need to see inside if body parts have moved around, and that has already happened one time far.
And think about it, if we didn't have that, if the partners of Piedmont Atrium didn't all work together and have that in the city and the county, I mean, they would have to battle that traffic getting out of there and take them to a facility.
But it's that whole, you know, as they said this morning in the interview you did, they've been working on this, Lori Helms said, for over 3 years to put this together, the local organizing committee. And you can see why it costs over $3 million for the city to put this thing on. And you can also see how the city will regroup, you know, the impact will be 10 times that because of all the people who are here. But they have built, I mean, that hospitality suite up there, my God. Woo! Great. It's a track level, number one. It's really elevated.
Especially around one of the curves.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
get to see them zipping over and around.
And you can walk out there and have, you know, a table if you want to sit there and, you know, enjoy a brew and hang over the side and watch them. Woo!
So we hosted it in 2017. We're hosting it in 2024.
Are we hosting it?
No, right now. Like, this is 2024.
Yeah, sorry.
So then I asked Katie Quinn, I said, are we going to get this again? And she's like, hold on, wait, let's finish this before you ask for another couple of years. Give us a year off to recoup. And well, I'm like, oh, well, just say yes. We're all for it. So if we get a vote, we say, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you can be assured that the BMX, the world, the whatever, the umbrella organization will be knocking on our door again. But it'll be a while because, I mean, it takes a while to recoup from this. This is a massive. And you realize this weekend is not only the BMX, but they got the big basketball. Is it Adidas 3SB or whatever the heck it is? This is when you're going to see corporate jets all over the Rock Hill York County Airport. They'll be flying in here to see these young men and women doing all this stuff, you know.
And local businesses like this substation impacted, which is great. That's what we want to see.
I mean, Charlie Ruffalo will tell you there have been hundreds of sandwiches going out of here over there to the BMX.
That's what we want to hear.
Hundreds of sandwiches going out of here. Yeah, that's what you need. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right. These two guys are seasoned professionals. I don't need to even tell them a thing what we're going to do here. We just do fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Still working on getting it reopened on the seventh day. That hasn't happened yet. How do we do what we do at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Lucas did it
with his eyes closed. If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Relax with a discounted mortgage rate from Founders Federal Credit Union without paying for discount points. For a limited time, don't pay the 1% fee and get the lower rate. And don't forget, Founders never charges for PMI or private mortgage insurance. Unlock your dream home with a great rate and a Founders expert to guide you through the home financing process. Stop by a convenient office location or apply on Founders online by May 31st to lock in your lower rate. Visit foundersfcu.com/mortgage to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Equal housing lender.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. If you can only hear what goes on behind the scenes during the commercial breaks. Yeah, Lucas McFadden, Tyler Cup are with us today. We've talked a little bit about the storm. We've talked about the BMX. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't touch on that the P word, politics.
Oh, Manning.
You know, it's hard for me to believe that we've got 19 well-intentioned people on the GOP ticket involved in various primaries. And there's so many of them. You know, we always like to do the profile programs. Well, we can't do the normal full-length show with everybody because we don't have enough days. So we're splitting, and we started our first set this week, and we'll get to all of them. But 19, it's a lot.
God,
it's a lot. And, of course, right at the top of the list is the sheriff's race. Here we go. I don't want to talk about, you know, how we had to reopen the filing and all that stuff.
How we got here.
Yeah, how we got here. But we got five candidates out there. Five candidates. And I know, realistically, I really don't know any of them. I mean, I've met a couple of them, but I don't know them. I don't know their background. I don't know who, what, where. And maybe you guys, you all know?
A few of them just through the jobs that Tyler and I have, and we have to interview them. But, again, that's like kind of surface level because we're there to interview them for a job. I don't, you know, sometimes get a chance to shoot the breeze with them. But people will get the opportunity tomorrow on Saturday because there's that big kind of forum is what they – most places are moving away from the word debate because we see what happens at the national level when there's a debate. People just want the sound bites for the national news media.
Right.
A forum is a better venue because you really want to hear from people. People, as much as they want to hear nasty politics, they don't want to actually hear it. And if people get down and dirty and personal, you lose – the interest of the voter.
Sure.
I believe that's why sometimes voter turnout is so low. People just get tuned off. And two, you're not getting your message across. Like, people are always going to say something about you, whether you're great or bad. But this is described as a forum, and it's tomorrow, Saturday, May the 18th at 10 a.m. And it's going to be at Eastside Baptist Church on North Jones Avenue in Rock Hill.
All right.
So there's a fee if you're not a member of the York County GOP. It's about $10 to enter.
So $10 to go listen to the politicians?
It's half the proceeds.
I don't think it's going to be a strong audience out there for that.
Half the proceeds will go to the Eastside Baptist Church youth group.
But Manning, our job is to keep the community informed.
That's right.
And let them know when these forums happen so they can know about their candidates.
Well,
you know?
And let's take this one step further. It is a Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We know people are busy. We got a lot of things going on in town.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go, and we're going to record the whole doggone thing for rebroadcast. I don't know whether we're going to put it on the radio or put it online or both, whatever we're going to do. Mm-hmm. But you'll be able to hear all the candidates. And this is not the only forum. I think I've seen one or maybe two others. And it all depends. You're emceeing this thing tomorrow?
Moderating it.
Moderating
yes,
it tomorrow? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have an interesting job.
I know.
Well, I mean, yes, it's going to be like herding cats, but from a listener's standpoint, how are we supposed to differentiate one person from another?
No, go ahead, Lucas, because I have an answer to this.
No, you go ahead. Because I mean, other than just saying their names, that's good to note, and I will encourage them to do that tomorrow because we think sometimes visually, but sometimes when you lose the visual, to your point, how do you know if it's one female and four guys that are running, right? So how can you
So when I worked at PUB down in Camden, we would broadcast live a lot of the forums, whether it was sheriffs, county council, city council, school board, house reps, stuff like that. And there was one race, I don't remember exactly what it was, but we did have four candidates in one race. And the question was brought up, how do we differentiate all these different voices? And the idea was brought up, and we did this from here on out after we were given this idea, that when each candidate got up to speak, they said their name, then their answer.
Now, so their name and then their answer.
Yeah, it gets a little repetitive, but obviously a radio audience changes every 15 or so minutes.
I understand. But, you know, I guess what I was looking at, if all these candidates have law enforcement background of different types, work for the county, work for the city, whatever, work for the solicitor's office. Okay, so I hear all that. Okay, what does that tell me? I mean.
I see what you're going. Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
How do I know whether you have the qualifications to keep the standards of the York County Sheriff's Department where it's been for, Lord knows, almost 30 years? You know, Bruce Bryant, Kevin Tolson. I mean, they've both done great jobs. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. They've done great jobs. All right? Yeah. So here I got five people that I really don't know. And I've got to say, I don't want this department to shift. I want it to get better, obviously. But I don't know these people well enough to figure that out.
That's their job, to tell us as voters, like, how they will run that ship. But here's like just a reminder for those running for a race. Know what position you're running for, because between us three, we have interviewed folks that want to run for an XYZ position, and they're wanting to make a change, and that position would have no governance or any laws to change anything that they were talking about. So that's sometimes frustrating when we do these forums or when I moderate them. The question is blank. They go on this route, and I'm like, well, that job doesn't do anything with what you're talking about.
But to Manning's point, it is incredibly hard when you have five candidates or even four to differentiate yourself from the other candidates. It's all due respect to every person that runs for public office, because they're sacrificing their time, sacrificing their effort. But how many times have we heard candidates, their big three is normally something in the range of growth, schools, and public safety. So it's the job of the candidates to find a message, to your point, Manning, to have something that differentiates for themselves as a candidate when the polls come up and people vote.
I'm not so sure the moderator might not want to ask them the question. How are you, candidate, going to keep the track that the York County Sheriff's Office has been on for the last almost 30 years? How are you going to keep that direction going?
You writing this down?
Now, Manning, as a moderator, question. I don't come up with the questions. It's the people hosting it.
It's a great
but
question,
I will pass that along to them.
So you mean I got to come and ask this question?
I don't think there's any questions from the audience either.
Well, I'll tell you what.
But I will.
Whoa. I'm going to have all five of them here, right?
Yeah.
And you can be assured I am going to ask them.
Well, good.
And I hope they're listening so they can think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a big job. I mean, you've got, I don't know, a couple hundred people in there. I mean, look, Tom Camp, he couldn't take that job over. Thank heavens he couldn't take it over. I mean, so anyway, it's the debate. The forum, whatever the heck it is going to be tomorrow. Please take time. I know, $10 to come in? Really? Okay. So, if nothing else, we'll let you know when it's going to be replayed, either on the air or online, so you have a chance to do it. Guys, thanks for stopping in today at Half Hour One Quick. There's lots of other things we could have talked about. Maybe we'll have to do this again. Have a little chit-chat.
I was in a movie.
Oh, my God. He wants to get it out.
And when that was going to be released this fall, I would like to book a time to come and talk about my
course,
experience.
Of course, yeah.
Please.
Talk about how you...
Thank heavens, it's the end of the show, and that's going to wrap up our straight
three
talk.
Three lines, Tyler.
Live from Substation 2.
Three.
Cherry Road across with the count of 1, 2, 3. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Tom Camp, turn around here. Tom Camp, come on. You can help out with this. Fresh slubs and salads. Come on up. Come here. I'm going to embarrass you. All right, here we go. At the count of three, what happens here in the white letters? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
All right, have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll see you out at the BMX. We'll see you on the radio whenever. Bye.